Seven defendants, part of a group of 26 activists, are accused of blocking the Golden Gate Bridge on the southbound end, causing a four-hour traffic jam and stranding commuters on Tax Day 2024. A group of supporters gathered outside across the street from the Civic Center courthouse. Dottie Lux, artist and activist with Artists Unite for Palestine.
While seven people are on trial for something any one of us would have been proud to have done, they carry the burden. But we share the weight.
The defendants are accused of felony and misdemeanor charges, which, if convicted, could amount to over 10 years in prison for each defendant. Josh Reyes, an abolitionist organizer and artist in the Mission, thought the penalty was too stiff.
This is the kind of thing you're supposed to get slapped on the wrist for. Maybe a misdemeanor or something like that. It makes no sense for all of a sudden you're going to be standing up for something on the bridge and they're going to hit you with 15 years.
Last Friday, two defendants testified their actions were justifiable under the necessity defense, which asserts that an otherwise illegal action is legal if it is taken to save someone's life.
Free Palestine!
Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free! Free Palestine!
Closing arguments will resume tomorrow morning, 9:30, Friday, June 5th. For KPFA News, I'm Joan Walsh.